From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. New details this morning in the arrest of a Chicago firefighter facing a felony charge of promoting prostitution. 37-year-old Brendan Kennedy Gazier is accused of running an illegal erotic massage business out of his Northwest Side home. Kennedy Gazier was scheduled to return to work today. Instead, the department says he'll be placed on paid administrative leave pending possible termination. And some big names coming out for endorsements in Chicago's runoff mayoral election. Over the weekend, Reverend L. Sharpton announced he's backing Brandon Johnson, while U.S. Senator Dick Durbin came out in support of Paul Vallis. Both candidates will be at the Lincoln United Methodist Church tonight for a forum about the environment, Election Day, in Chicago next Tuesday, April 4th. Today, groups are banding together to protest rate hikes from People's Gas. According to several environmentalist groups, People's Gas is pushing a $400 million rate increase, the largest in state history. It comes after the company reported 5 years of record profits. Protesters will gather outside the People's Gas headquarters downtown this morning. Also today, activists are rallying behind a state bill impacting healthcare professionals. If passed, all healthcare professionals would be required to take cultural competency training. Supporters say the training will help patients who are LGBTQ, people of color and diverse faiths, and people with disabilities. Your forecast today, mostly sunny and cool with a high of 45 degrees. From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.